Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. Children's television we and our children grew up with is something that taught us all the basics of life that we still hold in our heart until even today. The shows offered a new perspective on any of the topics that were discussed. The same holds true for a new children's preschool show set to launch on May 17th on TVO Kids. Gabby's Farm is set to guide young viewers between the ages of 3 and 5 through the world of farming and agriculture. Show creator and co-director Daniel Bore gives us an idea of what we can expect.
And it's all about taking a look at what life is like living on the farm through the eyes of this 6-year-old Gabby, who herself does live on a farm. She has these responsibilities and these chores, and she collects the eggs. So it's to give kids across Ontario an idea of what that living like that would be.
Local residents will be delighted to see that Gabby's exploits happen at a lot of familiar places we know and love. Daniel tells us some of the places visited that are used as topics in upcoming episodes.
Yeah, so we did Strom's Farm, that was in Guelph, Maple Twist Farm in Kenilworth. We did Heartwood Farm in Erin, River's Edge Goat Dairy Farm in Arthur, and then we did Elliott Tree Farm in Erin. That's where we did the Christmas tree episode.
There are a few ways to watch the show. Daniel tells us about the methods you can use to catch each episode's exploits, with Gabby on her family's Guelph Aramosa farm and exploring out in the agricultural community.
It is premiering on Monday, May 17th on TVO Kids at 6:50 in the morning, and then it repeats throughout the week, but it'll also be available on their free YouTube platform as well for streaming.
For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you have a person, organization, or event you'd like featured on a future Good News File, go to theranch100.com and click on Roland's Good News File.